Tom C. McKinney, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on patient Debbie S. Leach, L-E-A-C-H, address 731, Glenwood, G-L-E-N-W-O-O-D, Willows, California, 95988, phone 540-890-9165. ID is XXX XXX 4753. Date of birth 4/21/1959. 64-year-old. Married. CCMA manager. Insurance is Anthem Blue Cross. Pharmacy is Walmart-Willows, 530-934-2056. It is addressed to 5P, Family Care Center, 1133 West Sycamore Street, Willows, California, 95988-2601, 530-934-1832, 530-934-1825, parenthesis, facts, and parenthesis. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation with recent findings of arachnoid cyst. Subparagraph, comorbid medical problems. Morbid obesity with clinical manifestations suggesting metabolic disorder. History of autoimmune thyroid disease. Remote history of two head injuries. Recent treatment for physiological tremor complicated by intolerance to primidone. Dear Dr. Singh and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Debbie Leach for a neurological examination. Debbie gives a history of having been found on MR brain imaging to have a CT brain imaging to have a focally prominent extraaxial CSF area in the superior right frontoparietal region measuring 3 by 1.6 by 1.0 centimeters appearing as an arachnoid cyst. New paragraph. She gives no history of unusual cephalgia but did have a history of two previous falls for uncertain reasons. And one history of one fall history suggesting possible head injury without loss of consciousness. New paragraph. She currently describes minor symptoms of ataxia, but has not fallen at all recently. New paragraph. She describes a physiological tremor that can be cosmetically impairing, and at times possibly functionally impairing, for which she was placed on a trial of primidone-mycelene, which, while possibly effective, produced increased brain fog that she found unacceptable. New paragraph. Today on examination, she has no tremor. New paragraph. She also has a past medical history of treated autoimmune thyroid disease on synthroid supplementation. New paragraph. Her neurological examination today shows a normal mental status evaluation with preserved memory and attention and no confusion. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 are normal. Her motor examination demonstrates normal bulk, tone, and strength with overall mild to moderate morbid obesity and truncal obesity, strongly suggesting risk factors for metabolic syndrome, new paragraph. She also complains of pain in her toes and her fingers that wasn't directly addressed today, but for which radiograms should probably be accomplished, and follow-up laboratory testing for arthritis may be useful. New paragraph. Cerebellar extrapyramidal testing disclosed no inducible neuromuscular skeletal resistance. Rapid alternating successive movements and fine motor speed are all accomplished. New paragraph. For sensory examination is preserved to touch, temperature, vibration, and simultaneous stimulation, as well as PIN. New paragraph. For ambulatory examination is fluid, non-ataxic, with preserved heel and toe. Romberg's test is unremarkable. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. Incidental finding of apparent subarachnoid cyst. Remote history of head injury. History of treated probable physiological tremor. Risk factors for metabolic syndrome. New paragraph. Other risk factors for insomnia recommendations. Initially, we will obtain cerebral diagnostic electroencephalogram. New paragraph. I've ordered a metabolic syndrome laboratory study. New paragraph. Therapeutic recommendations. I'm going to discontinue the primidone and give her a trial of propranolol beginning at 10 milligram small tablets taken 1 to 4 times per day for symptoms of tremor as a clinical trial. New paragraph. We discussed treatment of tremor and our expectations for improvement and other possible treatment therapeutic modalities. New paragraph. She will need a workup for the pain in her toes and fingers to exclude arthritis. New paragraph. I will send a follow-up report when she returns with the results of her testing and EEG. New paragraph. And then sign respectfully with my professional signature.